This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's time for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special on 670 The Score with your hosts, Josh Liss, race director Carrie Pinkowski, and U.S. Marathon Olympian Jenny Spangler. Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss.
The theme of the day was set your record, and you're joining us right now in a world record edition of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race special. Hello, I'm Josh Liss, along with race director Carrie Pinkowski and Olympian Jenny Spangler. Yeah, the theme of the 46th Bank of America Chicago Marathon was set your record. And man, did Ruth Chepin-Gedich do that.
The last women's world record set here, it's been a few years. Ruth Chepin-Gedich once came within 14 seconds. This year, the women's record will be hers. It's just a matter of what the clock will read. In red, purple, arms swinging, hair swaying, teeth gritting, Ruth Chepin-Gedich, world record time, unofficial, 2:09:55. The winner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. No one's ever run a marathon as fast as Ruth Chepin-Gedich. And for the first time ever, Chicago is now the race that holds both world records.
Jenny and Carrie, it was quite a Sunday. We're going to bring in Trenier Mosier, who followed the lead women for the third time with us and charted that record-setting run. Trenier is a retired athlete, NCAA All-American, and five-time U.S. champ. Thanks for joining us here on the post-race special. Trenier, how are you?
I'm great, Josh. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what stands out now, days later, not even a week after Ruth Chepin-Gedich crushed the world record in Chicago and you were there tracking her every mile?
I'm still in awe that I saw the world record in the women's marathon. It was unbelievable watching a woman run 2:09 in the marathon.
I mean, absolutely. Trenier, were you surprised? I mean, you've watched Ruth Chepin-Gedich. You saw her last year against Safwan Hassan. She's gone out with this amazing pace. She's flirted with the world record. So she knew what it felt like. But were you surprised at how in the second part of the race, how consistent she was?
Honestly, I was. I mean, the first half of the race, she went out very aggressive. She was on 2:06 pace, 2:07 pace. We knew it was going to slow down a little bit just because that pace was so aggressive. So I knew she was going to run fast just as since her start was so fast. Her first half was 64.18, which is very, very impressive. But even to watch her slow down to 2:09, she still stayed so aggressive. She just ran with a lot of intent. And even the last part of the race, I had asked her, like, how did you feel? And she said she just had a small little, like, muscle pull. But being in the truck, I'm able to, like, see all the facial expressions and even her gait and her stride. And she showed no sign of any duress or any pain. So you could tell she went in there feeling very, very confident. And then obviously she was going after that record.
Yeah, Trenier, I was going to ask you, you know, about facial expressions, arm movement, but it sounded like she just went after it and she kept staying strong. I know there was a lot of like talk about the her being very close actually to the men's lead vehicle. Did that surprise you at all, how close she was? She was ninth overall in the race.
Honestly, that part did surprise me. This is my fourth year doing it, and I never get to see the men's truck or the men's lead runners. And this time, even I think at mile like 22, I think the men's mile 24, I was actually able to see the men's truck, and that's how close we were to even the men's leaders. So that was very, very surprising because I've never had that experience before.
It was a 2 hour, 9 minute, 56 second race. And we called it here on The Score. And moments after Ruth Chepin-Gedich crossed the finish line with her world record in Chicago, she joined us in our Score broadcast booth.
I'm Ma Jumbo. I'm so happy. And this is my dream that has come true. And I have been thinking. Every year, and my dream was in to break the world record in Chicago, and I'm a jumbo. Thank you. The last 5K, I got a muscle pull. I think because the speed was high, but I just tell God this thing to be out, and God did it, and I push towards the finishing line. I just push with the support of the cheerers on the way. And I was seeing projected time in the car, and I was seeing I'm safe. I'm still in the world record, and I push out.
Can you believe she talked about pulling a calf muscle, Carrie, with about 5K, like 3 miles to go? The whole fight, you ever run a 5K? It's like the whole thing, and she's running with a pull calf, and she smashes the world record.
Amazing. And,
tough.
And what was apparent to me, I watched the NBC broadcast, the individuals, the guys that paced her, the men that were pacing her, she had trained with them for a couple of months. I thought that they did a really good job of keeping her on pace and making that adjustment. Trier mentioned earlier that how fast she went out. I mean, they got caught up in the excitement. That seems to be the theme for the day, where CJ Albertson, our top American, whoever, everybody went for it. But the fact that they settled down and settled in. Yeah. And Trenier, you know, for you who've watched her, she never seemed like she was on the wrong side of the street. She knew she ran the cords and the tangents, and she was, I mean, being familiar with the route, I mean, she didn't make a mistake.
Yeah, how
and
noticeable Trenier, was saw, her home course advantage,
and,
if you will.
And Trenier, you yeah. saw better. Well, you had the best seat. Her bottle, she was flawless in getting her fluids also. I mean, it all came together.
Yeah, I mean, she had even said Chicago feels like home to her. She knows those streets very, very well. Previously, she had two wins in Chicago, and then she even had a second place. So she knew that course. She knew the roads of Chicago so well. She knew how to take in the fluids, where the stops would be. And that experience just compounds year after year on each other. And then obviously, even in her training, you can tell that she had those experiences of running that fast on that course, that she ran very fearlessly because she knew how to attack it.
John Carrier, we need to get to him. A sure. career day for John Carrier. Second fastest men's race in event history. And we had a chance to talk with John moments after he crossed the finish line.
But today I feel good. I knew I was in good shape, but I didn't know which time I can run. But now I have won Chicago. This is my first time to win Chicago. And my third time to run Chicago.
I think that Kelvin's spirit was felt. I think that there was a lot. I think he made a statement last year. I think that was evident with the performance from, and you know, both being Kenyans. I think the one thing also that Ruth talked about was bringing that record back to Kenya. How much of that was part of the culture and just their pride?
Oh, I 100% believe so. I mean, Kelvin's spirit, it was, spirit and even his inspiration was felt. What he did last year was historic. I mean, he was a legend for that. Running 2 hours was absolutely amazing. So I think that definitely carried it into this year. And Chicago's the place to do it. The fact that he did it in Chicago and then Ruth coming back, and she wanted it. She's coming back. She was kind of the underdog a little bit because she had come in second last year. So I think it really meant a lot to her to come back, not just to run a good race, but to run a historic race.
And I would say that, you know, in 2022, Ruth was just 14 seconds off of Bridget Koskaj's world record that she set here in Chicago in 2019. So I think Ruth on Sunday had gotten a taste of what it would be like to set that world record, being so close. And that coupled with Kelvin Kiptum from last year, I think that really, really motivated her training for this year.
Absolutely. From my perspective, I think I just want to hear from Carrie Pinkowski as a longtime race director. It seems like if you want to build an audience for the 2025 edition of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, you put Ruth Chepin-Gedich on that front line with Stefan Hassan.
Wow, that would be awesome.
What are the chances
awesome.
It can happen?
I'll tell you what. I think Stefan Hassan would have her hands full with Ruth Chepin-Gedich in this event. It was just a magnificent historic performance. I would say a perfect event. Her perfect preparation, her being familiar with Chicago, how she meticulously got her bottles, the way she navigated the course. You know, C.J. Albertson was talking about he was running beside her early on, which she has done in the past. I mean, she surprised a lot of people. So it came together. She knew what it felt like. She was familiar with the course. The weather was just about perfect for her, and she did what she needed to do to etch herself into the history
we're
books.
We're especially happy to have you on the Scores broadcast for the third time and look forward to having you back on our broadcast of the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon in 2025. So thanks for the time, Trenier, and we'll catch up with you soon. Guys, record-breaking field this year, over 52,000. Charity fundraising off the charts. So, hey, this is your weekend to shine, Kerry. Congrats on reaching those goals, and bigger and better next year.
You know, it's an amazing partnership. The city comes together, the residents, everybody played an active role in this. I mean, we had great performances up front. Record number of finishers, 52,150, which is an all-time great numbers through our expo, post-race party. You know, and what it's about is the celebration of humanity. We've got people from all across the U.S. and around the world that got moving, got themselves fit, committed to coming here. And it was an amazing celebration, and it continues on. The city agencies, Chicago Police Department, Park District, everybody that plays a role in this really, really steps up. And the numbers don't lie. The performances from our streets and sand guys that make sure the streets put together, and just our crowd, the team, the volunteers, everybody that plays a role in this makes it happen.
Yeah, and Jenny, you've always got a unique view on the enthusiasm around this event.
Oh, absolutely. It was an amazing day just seeing the crowds out there, even for the Abbott 5K on Saturday, which I ran in.
Congrats.
And I'm just excited. I just have to add a little bit of fun. So our three gentlemen that have run every single Chicago Marathon to date finished this past year. So I look forward to seeing them for the 47th.
Oh, that's great. Good stuff.
Yeah. Henry, George, and Randy.
There you go. Congrats to those guys.
The Ironman.
Hey, stick around. We're already ahead of world record pace on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race special. Stick around for Jenny and Kerry. I'm Josh. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Get ready to shuffle on, Chicago. The Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle returns to downtown Chicago March 22nd and 23rd, 2025. Don't miss your chance to participate in a one-of-a-kind event and turn the streets of Chicago green at the city's most iconic spring race. Sign up now at shamrockshuffle.com. That's shamrockshuffle.com.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and title sponsor of the Abbott World Marathon Majors Series. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's health tech innovations can help you unlock your full potential and run your strongest race. To learn more about how Abbott's latest innovations like Lingo, a new consumer bio-wearable that tracks your glucose levels 24/7 to support your health goals, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend.
Now back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Kerry Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are rolling along on a record-setting edition, world record edition of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race special here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Josh Liss, Carrie Pinkowski, longtime race director Jenny Spangler, our Olympian from the Chicagoland area. We've got our guest Chris Miller with us in the studio after a super successful marathon Sunday. Chris is Divisional Vice President, Global Marketing and External Affairs at Abbott. You know, the Abbott World Marathon Majors, Abbott Chicago 5K, Abbott Health and Fitness Expo. Yeah, he's got involvement in all that. Chris, thanks for joining us. How did you like the way things unfolded? Another world record-setting Sunday at the Chicago Marathon.
I think it was an amazing day. I mean, one, it was great for those two runners who broke the tape, and we've got that new world record now, so both world records in Chicago. Chicago's our hometown, so for us to be able to celebrate that is great. And also for Abbott, we had 122 runners from Team Abbott who were participating in it, so that's a record for us. We had 300-plus employees at our cheer zone at mile 24.5 to cheer all those runners on for the last bit of the race. So record-setting all around.
Yeah, record-setting all around. I know Jenny had some influence because she's a longtime coach in the Chicago suburbs. It must be so joyful to see, you know, along with Abbott's support, these races grow and get so much bigger. And the accomplishment of these finishers to get through them, it's just nothing like it.
Absolutely. And I have to congratulate Chris's wife for her finish in the Chicago Marathon on Sunday. But Chris, Abbott has such a tremendous presence for this event in our area. You live just, your headquarters is just north of the city. But, you know, we had the 5K, which I ran on Saturday. You have a big presence at the expo, your volunteers, the runners that ran for Abbott that you mentioned. You have the cheer zone. I mean, what does Abbott get out of this weekend?
Well, you know, for us, we first announced our partnership with the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and the Abbott World Marathon Majors 10 years ago. So it was in 2014. And we did that because it's about showcasing and celebrating what health allows you to achieve. And as a global health technology company, there's really nothing like the marathon to celebrate health. We like to tell people, this came out of Joan Benoit Samuelson was saying, if you want to, live life to the fullest, run a marathon. And it really does show whether you're breaking the tape or you're a back of the pack runner. It's like it's just fantastic to be out there celebrating it. And again, for us, whether it's some of our technologies that are used to support runners or just celebrating health along the way, it's a part of the fabric of the company.
Yeah, race director Carrie Pinkowski, he's one of half a dozen race directors that are involved in the Abbott World Marathon Major. So you've always got that unique point of view. You're sort of teammates in this together, but you're also competing for the best athletes in the world. And I know during Sunday's record-setting Chicago Marathon, you mentioned Berlin once or twice.
I did, during that race.
His competitive juices were flowing. They like to compete for different records. That's
thing,
bragging rights,
that's
right?
That's a good thing.
It's all part of the Abbott World Marathon Majors.
White Sox and the Detroit Tigers or whatever.
It's good stuff.
Exactly. But, obviously Abbott's partnership with in Chicago where we launched the whole process, but also across all six, it really has created a journey. Chris, I mean, you could argue that this is the most coveted, the six-star medal, finishing all six is maybe the most coveted in the endurance platform. But what I would like to know from your perspective is your employee base here that drives the business and stuff like that, have they become more marathon oriented? Do you see more Nike shoes in the hallway? And hey, Chris, can you get me an entry into New York?
Oh, that has absolutely happened. It really is. It's not just external, but it's internal as well. So we have an internal lottery for employees to participate in the races. That continues to grow. But also the focus in our product. So we launched a product a few weeks ago called Lingo, which we showcased at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo. And that allows people to basically see what's happening on the inside, to read their glucose, read their energy. And it's fantastic. We saw a number of runners who are wearing it. Elite athletes like Eli Kipchoge trains with it. So it gives them that information, whether it's the race itself, their training, recovery, to really look at their best energy management, how nutrition, sleep, even stress can affect that. So for us as a company, it's not just the participation in it, but it's the support of those runners as well through our health technology.
Yeah, the Lingo device is what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, and getting back to the actual race day, I'm sure that device went into helping a lot of people train. But there's only one Ruth Chepin-Gedich, and she trains at a whole other level, smashed the world record by nearly 2 minutes. I know you had a point of view with us watching at our setup near the finish line in Grand Park, and then when she crossed that tape, what point of view did you have when that record was smashed?
You know, I was fortunate to be there at the finish line to see her, and I think one point of view was seeing her break it and then waiting and waiting and waiting for the second place finisher. I mean, it's just amazing for both of our first place winners, but especially with Ruth, to go under 2:10. Just, I think, like, all these six races are amazing, but to have both records here in Chicago and to have both of them so dominantly held, I think Carrie may be holding these for a while.
Yeah. And are you already at work for 2025, Chris?
Well, we've got the New York Marathon coming up as well. So the TCS New York City Marathon's just a few weeks out. So we'll be working there. And then, of course, looking at 25 and some ideas on what we can do next year at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. I think there'll be some great stories with Lingo after having been out for about a year at that standpoint, more runners using it, and some great help along the way.
Obviously, the activations that you do, obviously supporting these events, but also how you interact with our participants. People travel here, they come to the booth, but you had someone in your house, your wife Trish, that ran. Was there extra pressure just to get everything right this year? I mean, do you feel when someone in your household decides to run that you're paying attention to things a little bit more carefully?
Well, I think there's...
Is there a little bit more criticism on the way we do things? Because you have... I know when my wife Sue ran, there was a certain amount of questions about porta-johns and all this other stuff that still... This still resonates a few years later.
The great thing is she has the benefit of Jenny Spangler Racing as a coach, so that helped her just get set up really well. Carrie, you and your team just run a fantastic event, so that sets it up. You know, the support of Abbott, she was wearing Lingo throughout her training cycle, so that really helped give her a lot of information. And certainly just cheering her on was great to see. You know, but beyond her, we also do some work with Teddy's team and Teddy Ruski. So we had, they were our charity for the Abbott Chicago 5K.
Absolutely.
So it was great to be able to support that and cardiovascular health. So really all along, I mean, I certainly want to support my wife. I also want to support all runners as well.
Yeah, Abbott's support runs deep in the running community and worldwide. The Abbott World Marathon Majors going from Chicago now to New York. And Chris Miller, you're there. Involved every step of the way, Divisional VP, Global Marketing and External Affairs, right here in town with Abbott. So I know the Bank of America Chicago Marathon thanks you, and we thank you for your time here. The post-race special, man, this post-race special is going to be one of a kind because we've got more coming up with some other great guests. So please stick around. This is the one and only 670, The Score.
Live fully as you go the distance, because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information, schedule a virtual visit, download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run, find calm with guided meditations, and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Reimagine the run at the Bank of America Chicago 13.1. Returning for its fourth year of taking participants on tours of Garfield, Humboldt, and Douglas Parks, the Chicago 13.1 is a one-of-a-kind race you won't want to miss. Be part of the field on June 1st, 2025. Visit Chicago13.1.com to sign up today. Chicago, the number 13, the word point, the number 1.com to sign up today. Chicago13.1.com.
Now back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Kerry Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are speeding along on a world record edition of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Post-Race Special. We witnessed something special and described it to you on The Score. The 46th Bank of America Chicago Marathon featured a women's world record on Sunday morning, October 13th, 2024. And right now, both world records on the men's and women's side reside in the streets of Chicago. What a Sunday for Carl Allegretti as well. Carl joins us here on the post-race special. We talked to Carl going into the race, and he's achieved his goals, and we look forward to bringing up Carl in a second. He's the president of Arbor Investments, proud partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, and a diehard fan of Sports Radio 670 The Score, a big scorehead and supporter. Carl, thanks for joining us on the wrap-up special. What a Sunday. How did your marathon race day go? How much were you able to raise for charity?
There we go. It's great to be back. First of all, a big shout-out to Kerry and his team. My first marathon was in 1986. I started and I finished in Chicago. When I was on the score a couple weeks ago, I said three things. I'm going to start, I'm going to finish, and I'm going to break the charity record. I started, I finished, and I broke the record.
Spike the football, Carl Allegretti.
All in. Total commitment.
Yeah, you're an inspiration to us all. And I know Jenny's got a question for you. Number 70.
Tell us a little bit about your race. And when you were out on the course, did you hear when our women's world record was broken?
So you'll That's laugh at question. This. I was able to listen to the full Bears game. I got the note of the world record, and my son played for the Commanders. I got through most of that game by the time I finished.
See, you can multitask while you're running the marathon.
That is awesome.
The fundraising piece of it, and you've been a big part of this from when we really launched the program and supporting, whether you know it's with your companies you're with, but with the community. How important? What kind of a motivating factor was that for you and the team that ran with you from Arbor to raise money for charity? I mean, how moving was that for you guys?
You know, Kerry, I got back in after running 63 marathons to raise money for Lori Children's after my son beat cancer. So every time I left the hospital with one of his treatments, I saw the little card out there, run the Chicago Marathon for Lori Children's. So I got back at it. And what you guys have built again with the marathon, allowing people to get into the race that can't, and raise money. Everything I do, I take serious. And I would have been devastated if I would ask people to support my three charities, Greater Chicago Food Depository, PAWS, and Lori, and not finish. That was a big motivating factor, too. I said, okay, for the hungry out there, for the poor dogs and cats, the homeless pets, and for the kids, I got to finish. And it's what we do. I mean, Chicago's a great city. I had a lot of support in raising this money. I broke the record. I'm not at 200,000, which you can break this down to. We will exceed $200,000 by 10 months.
Awesome.
Wow, that's just awesome. Amazing. And I know, Carl, you said on our preview show a few weeks ago that this was going to be your last marathon, but it sounds like you had a good time out there and record fundraising. Do you have second thoughts?
And what point in time did you figure out I was having fun out there?
Well, you listened to the football game. You heard about the record.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, but the women's champion ran 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 56 seconds. So I don't know at what point you were on the course, but she was magnificent. So
here's what you could write down too, Jenny. It took me so long, I think this could count as 70. And 71.
Oh, that's classic. That's classic.
All right. Okay. There you go. Okay.
I think that's a good jumping off point for you, Carl.
Two medals and two beers at the finish line.
That's right.
There you
need to go see Kerry. You didn't get everything you deserved.
He's a big-time scorehead, a friend of the show, and president of Arbor Investments, big-time supporter and a longtime partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Carl, congrats on finishing what you say is your 70th and last Chicago Marathon. You've been a big supporter of this race for many decades. Lastly, how would you like to influence others, even if you're not running again, to follow your example?
You know, I've always been a sound body, sound mind. Get out there and give it a go, okay? Even if it's just a 5K, there's, you know, Kerry's got the 5K race on Saturday, the Abbott 5K. Participate in this great weekend. And if you can, if you're motivated, go out and raise money for a great cause. It's a great weekend. And Kerry, again, what you've done for the city of Chicago with the Bank of America Marathon, thank you to you. Thanks for the score. And it's always a pleasure to be on this show.
You're good for saying all that, Carl. Thank you, and best to you moving forward. I'm sure we'll catch up down the road, maybe on another Thank Bank you. Of America Chicago Marathon special. This is the post-race special with Olympian Jenny Spangler and longtime race director Kerry Pinkowski. I'm Josh List. We've got much more ahead. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score.
What if we upgraded your headphones so you could listen to your music and still hear your surroundings? What if we designed those headphones to have a super secure fit and be comfortable? And what if we gave those headphones battery life that will last and last and last? That's what Shox does. Exactly that. And that's why Shox is the official headphone partner of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Because when you run a marathon that's tough, you need headphones that are just as tough. To learn more about Shox open-ear headphones, visit www.shox.com. Shox, be open.
Since 1936, Culligan has proudly called Chicago home, building a legacy of trust, innovation, and service to become a global leader in water transformation. As a proud partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, our mission is to give you the best possible water, whether you're at home, at work, or pushing through the finish line. That's because we understand that taking better care of our water means taking better care of our bodies, families, homes, and planet. Culligan, water you love.
Now back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Kerry Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's great to join you on a world record edition of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race special. There's never been a race quite like the 46th running of the Chicago Marathon, and you heard live record-setting coverage right here on The Score. I'm Josh, along with Jenny and Kerry. It's a joy to bring in USA, USA, USA.
Absolutely.
I'll bet you Susanna Sullivan and CJ Albertson, the top American finishers in the women's and men's race on Sunday, heard that quite a bit as they were zipping through the 26.2 streets of Chicago. That mileage. Susanna, let's bring you in first. Thank you for joining us on a record-setting post-race special. How will you remember Chicago 2024?
Well, first, thank you so much for having me on the show. Sunday was just a magical day for me. This time a year ago, I couldn't run. I could hardly walk. I had a fractured kneecap, and I put a lot of time in the pool, and there was still a lot of hard work that went into Sunday's run. And the marathon is, I mean, everybody jokes that, you know, there are millions of things that can go wrong in a marathon. And Sunday was a day for me where a lot of things went right. And a lot of the things I was worried about, you know, could go sideways, it just didn't. And so it's really great when, you know, you can show off your hard work, because this sport can break your heart sometimes, but other times it can put it back together. And Sunday was definitely the latter for me.
That's an amazing way to describe your comeback, Susanna. And finishing 7th in 2:21.56, 5th fastest American woman ever to run in Chicago, 10th fastest woman in American history. I want to aim the microphone over to you, CJ Albertson. What are your sort of takeaway headlines from what you were able to do in Chicago in 2024?
Yeah, this race was great for me. Coming into it, I knew it was a fast course. And so in my training, I just tried to kind of reset my brain and doing some speed workouts, tried to just make paces that used to seem fast to me. Like, I just tried to convince my brain that those paces actually weren't as fast, and that, you know, I could hit those times in training, because I knew, you know, I'd have to run at a faster pace in the race in order to do well at such a fast course like Chicago. So, yeah, just throughout the training, I was able to kind of ratchet down those times in training, and my brain started to believe that, yeah, these paces, you know, they aren't that fast. Like, they're just normal. This is what I can do. And then that translated into race day. You know, we went out at a pace that was much quicker than my PR, but in my mind, like, that was normal. Like, that was the pace I was supposed to be at. That was the pace that I could run. And, you know, and then it resulted in a pretty good PR.
Yeah, 2:08.17 in your debut in Chicago, shaved more than 90 seconds off your PR, and you finished 7th overall, CJ.
Yes, yeah, CJ, great race to Susanna. And I know both of you said in your post-race press conference that you went out quicker than what you had planned. And I know, Susanna, you were only 15 seconds off of your half PR when you went through the half on Sunday. Did that scare you? Did you feel like you were under control? Or what, for both of you, what were your thoughts going out that fast?
I wasn't particularly intimidated by it because I ran my half personal best about a month ago at the Philadelphia distance run. But at the time, we were very much in the thick of training, had a lot of miles in my legs. We hadn't pulled back at all in mileage, so hadn't had a chance to freshen up or anything. And so when I ran 109.42 about a month ago in Philadelphia, it was on a humid day. I didn't really feel like it was like just an all-out effort. It was sort of a step along the way with Chicago being the real goal. So we wanted to kind of test out that pace and kind of, you know, and we definitely felt like I was ready to run a PR, and I did that at the time. But I feel like I can run faster in the half, and I'm really excited to give it another swing probably in January. I think I can run a much faster half. So I wasn't particularly intimidated by coming through the half in close to my PR because I feel like there's more to give in the half. So I'm really excited about what's to come.
Yeah, and CJ, anxious to hear your answer to Jenny's question about the speed. You mentioned in your first answer that you were sort of training, tricking your mind into going faster than maybe what you wanted to. How did that end up playing out on that fast course on race day?
For me, going into it, you always want to have the mindset that you're going to be conservative the first half, but I knew with my training that I would be fine going out, you know, roughly like 450 pace per mile. And so in the kind of pre-race technical meeting, they said we'd have a pacer around 63:30. And I knew that was probably like right around perfect for me. And we ended up coming through the half at 63:20, which was like right at 450 pace, which was kind of on the upper threshold of going into what I thought I could maybe not maintain for the whole way, but I could go out at that for the first half and then hold it together pretty well. So that's pretty much exactly how it played out. It essentially worked out perfect for me.
Yeah, Josh, pacers did the job, Karen.
They did a great job. Yeah. Josh and Jenny, I have a question for Susanna and CJ. We're about a week after the marathon. For our listeners out here, we have a lot of people that have also run the marathon, maybe the first marathon. What have you guys been doing this week? Have you been doing the training and relaxing a little bit?
Like Susanna, I teach and coach at a community college. Tuesday just got back to work. We had Titus in the morning and then taught some classes. Then today, just getting back to it, I had 14 by 1K. So just kind of fully rolling with training because I'm running the New York Marathon too. For me, pretty much nothing has changed. Just got right back into the work schedule. Our team has a meet this weekend and then right back into the training schedule. So back on to, you know, double workouts twice a week and then a long run this weekend. So
wow. So no goofing off. Work at hand.
Guys, I don't know if you know this. He celebrated his 31st birthday. We turned 31 just a couple of days before the Chicago Marathon. So belated happy birthday to you, and congratulations. And hopefully we'll catch you back in Chicago next year. CJ Albertson, take care.
Thank you.
You got it. And we'll talk to Susanna Sullivan down the road as well. Jenny Spangler, Carrie Pinkowski, myself, Josh Liss. We've got a lot more ahead. Stick around on this record-setting edition of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race special. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score.
You did it, Chicago! After conquering 26.2 miles, it's time to treat yourself to something just as bold. Lantana Hummus is here to refuel your body with crave-worthy flavors like avocado and black bean. Whether you're celebrating at the finish line or kicking back at home, Lantana's plant-powered fusion hummus is the perfect post-race snack. You've earned it. Now refuel the right way. Lantana Hummus, bold flavors for bold achievements.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and title sponsor of the Abbott World Marathon Majors Series. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's health tech innovations can help you unlock your full potential and run your strongest race. To learn more about how Abbott's latest innovations like Lingo, a new consumer bio-wearable that tracks your glucose levels 24/7 to support your health goals, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend.
Get ready to shuffle on, Chicago. The Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle returns to downtown Chicago March 22nd and 23rd, 2025. Don't miss your chance to participate in a one-of-a-kind event and turn the streets of Chicago green at the city's most iconic spring race. Sign up now at shamrockshuffle.com. That's shamrockshuffle.com. You did it, Chicago! After conquering 26.2 miles, it's time to treat yourself to something just as bold. Lantana Hummus is here to refuel your body with crave-worthy flavors like avocado and black bean. Whether you're celebrating at the finish line or kicking back at home, Lantana's plant-powered fusion hummus is the perfect post-race snack. You've earned it. Now refuel the right way. Lantana Hummus, bold flavors for bold achievements.
Now back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Kerry Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Speeding along on a record-setting edition of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race special here on The Score with Olympian Jenny Spangler and longtime race director Kerry Pinkowski. We called a record-setting women's finish in the 46th Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday morning, October 13th, 2024. Couldn't believe it, as Ruth Chepin-Gedich smashed the mark by nearly 2 minutes. But the race didn't end there, as many others and a record-setting crowd of over 52,000 finished. Two of those runners are joining us now on the post-race special. Erica Agron and Adrian Octavius Walker, both involved in the running community, as Erica with her blog Erica Finds, and with Adrian and a local club Run Too Hard out of Humble Park, made it into not just the marathon this year, but the Chicago 13.1 in the summer and the Chicago Shamrock Shuffle in the spring. So Erica and Adrian, you're our ambassadors and you join us here on the special. How are you doing, Erica? How was race day for you, Erica?
It was great. This was my seventh Chicago Marathon, and the crowd was electric. I couldn't imagine a better day. It was exciting to find out that the world record was broken when we finished the race. It just, spirits were really high. I think the Chicago running community is unmatched. I mean, the run crews out there were just so awesome.
Yeah, that's the support it takes all along the course. And with run clubs like the one that Adrian is involved in, Adrian Octavius Walker, how would you grade your race day?
I would say I think my coach would say I got an A, considering I had an A, B, and C.
A solid
goal.
A, girl. All right. Solid A. All right.
Yeah, you get a medal.
Yeah. I had an A, B, and C goal. I hit my C goal. Like Erica said, the crowd was insane. I think the community carries the marathon for sure.
Yeah, I always thought a little loud out there, Adrian, to be honest with you. If you're used to training in quiet, it gets especially loud out there, but the support is what you're talking about.
Yeah, the support is like unmatched. It's just like from start to finish. I would say Chinatown is just like my all-time favorite. And this is my second marathon, second Chicago. Chinatown, once I hit Chinatown and then once I was approaching my run club, Run Too Hard, and just to see everybody just there, see my coach over at Interlane, GRC, and everybody, it was just unmatched. And then just to replay it all, seeing all the images just now of these past few days, it's just been hard to even like make my own posts because I'm just too busy just diving into the photos, trying to relive the moments.
Yeah, we're talking with the ambassadors to the Chicago Distance Series, the Shuffle, the 13.1, and the Marathon, Erica Agron, Adrian Octavius Walker here with race director Kerry Pinkowski.
Erica, Adrian, you know, C.J. Albertson, who was our top American male finisher,
was complaining a little bit afterwards that the crowds were too big and too loud. Is that possible? I don't know if that's possible. Maybe that was an excuse. But the thing I'd like to ask, like Erica, and then Adrian will go to Erica first. But what brought you to running? How did you guys discover? How did you discover running? And how what drew you to running in the marathon? We'll start with Erica.
Well, I've been running for a really long time, since middle school, actually, which for me was a long time ago. And I came back to running after college and started my marathoning career in 1996. But I would say the reason that I've stuck with it, especially since moving to Chicago, is just it's so much fun to train and meet people in the running community. We have, as I said, just such a great running community here. I've made so many friends, like lifelong friends, through running, and especially since moving to Chicago in 2006. So just so excited to have been able to participate as a Distance Classic ambassador and share my love of these three races with people in Chicago and really all around the country and the world.
And how about you, Adrian? What's your origin story when it comes to distance running?
I'll make it short. I mean, distance running kind of came to me during COVID. So I messed up my shoulder doing some workouts, and I was already like running, but I wasn't really doing any distance running. And I just kind of got out there, and I remember I told this story when I was on a panel up there. It was like Ron with Aubrey, celebrating and commemorating his death. And I ended up running like 13.1 that day. Nonstop, and it was just like a crazy, weird route that I took on the west side of Chicago, but I accomplished it by myself, and I was like, wow, I just ran 13 miles alone. And that's when I really like started getting really heavy into it in 2020 and got really serious in 2021, talking to coaches, getting up with a run club. And then 2022 came, that's when I really, really got in serious, because I started to pay for a coaches and diving into like the health tips and all that, meeting the right people. And that's when I got really, really serious with it.
Adrian, it seems like for you, the longer, the better. But, you know, I like the progression of the 8K to the 13.1 to the marathon. I don't know, Adrian, which is your favorite?
I'm going to have to go with Eric. I mean, the Shamrock Shuffle race is my favorite race of them all because of the crowd, the energy, and it's just like the peak of the whole ceremony of like the distance series. But I would say I am most strong in the half, considering I was racing this marathon as if I was running a half. Because once I got half,
aggressive,
I was like, whoa, I got 13 more of these. Yeah, that's the problem. I was like, whoa, I got 13 more of these. Okay, let's see how we're gonna go through it. And then, you know, that's kind of what happened. So I don't know what the guy was talking about when he was saying it was too loud, but I needed all of that.
I'm curious to know, Erica and Adrian, our race ambassadors for the distance series, Shamrock Shuffle, the 13.1, which I say is their favorites, and the recently completed Bank of America Chicago Marathon, which you shared a course with the world record holder. When you thought about that, she ran on that course, smashed the record, and then you finished on that same exact course. You followed in Ruth Chepngetich's footsteps. What does it mean to you, Erica, to have accomplished that on the same day?
I think that's one of the coolest things about the marathon to me is, you know, she can run it in 2 hours and 9 minutes. And I know there were some people who finished in 9 hours. And I mean, we're all marathoners. We all ran the same course. We all got to be a part of the celebration. So I think the best thing about the marathon is that it doesn't matter if you finish in 2:09 or 9:02. You're still a marathoner.
Yeah, and Adrian's bragging about his half marathon speeds and how he just chewed up the Bank of America Chicago Marathon course in a PR Sunday. But you shared the course with a record holder, Adrian. Does that add to your story of 2024?
I mean, it's like a two-peat. With last year, we shared, the same thing with Calvin Kipton. And this year, it's just like looking like Chicago. It's just that place to run. You know, we are destined to have record holders in this city. People from all over the world come here to run this race, and it's like something you'll never forget. So it's just like, it's one of those things where you're going to have to always want to have this race in your heart close to you, because we are sharing it with some elite runners out there, those who are smashing records, and like Erica said, those who are just finishing that cross, that line.
Well, we wish you both continued health and a return to Chicago for the shuffle in the spring. So thanks for the time, Erica Agron and Adrian Octavius Walker. Congratulations on some season. We want to mention that the Shuffle and Chicago 13-point registration window is open. You can get in those races. And Chicago Marathon application periods, the four-week application window, opens Tuesday. We're only a few days away, so keep an eye out if you want to get into next year's race. We're zipping along on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon's world record-setting edition of the post-race special, along with Olympian Jenny Spangler and longtime race director Kerry Pinkowski. I'm Josh Liss. Stick around. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Live fully as you go the distance, because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information, schedule a virtual visit, download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run, find calm with guided meditations, and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips, so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
What if we upgraded your headphones so you could listen to your music and still hear your surroundings? What if we designed those headphones to have a super secure fit and be comfortable? And what if we gave those headphones battery life that will last and last and last? That's what Shox does. Exactly that. And that's why Shox is the official headphone partner of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Because when you run a marathon that's tough, you need headphones that are just as tough. To learn more about Shox open-ear headphones, visit www.shox.com. Shox, be open.
Since 1936, Culligan has proudly called Chicago home, building a legacy of trust, innovation, and service to become a global leader in water transformation. As a proud partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, our mission is to give you the best possible water, whether you're at home, at work, or pushing through the finish line. That's because we understand that taking better care of our water means taking better care of our bodies, families, homes, and planet. Culligan, water you love.
Reimagine the run at the Bank of America Chicago 13.1. Returning for its fourth year of taking participants on tours of Garfield, Humboldt, and Douglas Parks, the Chicago 13.1 is a one-of-a-kind race you won't want to miss. Be part of the field on June 1st, 2025. Visit Chicago13.1.com to sign up today. Chicago, the number 13, the word point, the number 1.com to sign up today. Chicago13.1.com.
Now back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Kerry Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Zooming along on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race special with Jenny and Kerry, I'm Josh on The Score. What a record-setting day at the 46th Bank of America Chicago Marathon when Ruth Chepin-Gedich crushed the women's record by nearly 2 minutes. 2 years in a row we've had records fall in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. I guess it's just a matter of time until the wheelchair records fall. Our next guest is Aaron Pike, who in his 15th Chicago Marathon finished a very respectable fourth place in an incredibly competitive field. And Aaron joins us now from his home in Champaign, Illinois. Thanks for being with us on the post-race special. Aaron, how was your Chicago Marathon experience this time around?
Yeah, Chicago was awesome. It was a little bit of a different like run-in with the Paralympics not too far before that, and I took a break after the games, which is was kind of unlike me. So I didn't have high expectations, but I think the taper week did a lot for me because I was feeling great going in, and then I felt awesome on race day, which was great, and it was perfect weather in Chicago. The winds were great. Honestly, it was a course record setting day, I would say, for the wheelchair racing field. I think there was just a lot of tactics going on up front.
Yeah, the women's winner in a repeat, Catherine DeBruner, set the course record 136.12. What's your immediate reaction to what she was able to accomplish?
Yeah, that was like, she's been pushing good all year, so that wasn't a big surprise to me. I think if I had to put money on someone, I would say she'd have been first, and it was kind of sad to see Susanna Scaroni go and get a flat tire early on. Otherwise, I think she would have been the one person that could have gave her a run for her money.
Yeah, Susanna's been the one who's really been nipping at Catherine's heels, but De Bruyne in a different league, sort of like the men's defending champ and repeat champ, Marcel Hoog. What's your take, Aaron Pike, on that 125-54 that Hoog slammed down?
Yeah, he was moving. It was a bit of a fartlek session early on. I was with those guys for the first nine to 10 miles. And, looking back at my Garmin stuff, I was seeing a lot of, it looks like we were literally just doing an interval workout. I just see the speeds go jack up for a minute and a half to 2 minutes and then go back down and then jack up again. And, every time I looked at it, we're going between 21 and 22 miles an hour. So it was, we were flying early on. And I think everybody was kind of testing each other and seeing where everyone was at. And I think that kind of continued even after I got dropped. And for me, I was just able to go 17 miles solo and hold the rest of the pack off. So I think there's a group of like 11 guys and a couple other guys that were going solo too.
Hey, Aaron, you've got an amazing, illustrious career. 15 times you've competed in Chicago. I mean, how has the technology, like with our runners, with the shoes, especially the last few years, how has the technology changed for you in the last, with your equipment in the last 15 years?
Yeah, you're seeing a lot. You're seeing a lot of moves from, it went from everybody using aluminum chairs to people going to using hybrid chairs, where part of it was the main tube, main part of the frame was carbon, and then the other part of the custom was aluminum. And now you're seeing a lot of full carbon fiber rigs that are made customized to each athlete. And then even within the wheels, you're seeing everybody moving away from tubular tires and moving into tubeless tires. And it just continues to grow, and the chairs continue to get faster, and the athletes get become more and more dialed. And I think that's why I keep seeing course records fall.
Aaron, where is the drop off in the tech at some point? Is it the difference in fairness between first and second or ninth and 10th? At what point is it just not, are racers just not able to keep up with what you and like Marcel Hoog are doing?
You know, I think the main thing is the athlete in there. I think if you put a guy like Daniel or Marcel in an aluminum chair that they've raced before, you're still going to see those guys winning races. And as long as the chairs are commercially available and stuff, I think I don't really have a problem with it. It would be nice. The prices are getting a little crazy, so I think it is jumping into the sport where those, a chair like Marcel's that's around $40,000 is very steep. So I think that part isn't quite equitable, but otherwise I think it's still the athlete more than the chair.
Need an auto loan, Jenny, to
exactly.
Put a down payment on.
That's more than your car, Josh.
One of those, yeah. Man.
And you know, we talk about the shoes and now we're talking about the tech with Aaron, but Aaron, the tech is one thing, but you know, you've been racing at an elite level for many, many years. As Carrie mentioned, this was your 15th Bank of America Chicago Marathon. How do you personally stay motivated? I mean, what motivates you to keep coming back?
Unfortunately, I keep having good races. So every time I have a good
success.
Race, it just gives me this another, like, well, I guess I can't stop now kind of feeling. And then I'm still really enjoying waking up and going out and training with everybody. And I think that's the biggest thing about training here at the University of Illinois is you're going out and training with a group every morning. Not everybody has that. And you always have someone to chase. And that's also something that everyone doesn't have. So the hunger is still there. I'm still, even if I wasn't racing, I'd still want to get up and do this. So why not race?
Aaron Pike is with a Champaign resident, U of I grad, age 38. He's got a lot left in the chair races after he's convinced himself, or after he's finished his 15th Bank of America Chicago Marathon and in fourth place. I know we spoke with one of the gentlemen from Kia. You know, they're in charge of the pace cars, and they're bragging about no exhaust with these electric vehicles. Was that much of a change for you in the chairs, Aaron, to eliminate that?
I don't think as much for us because we are moving so fast with all the airflow, but it's always nice to know you're not sucking exhaust in the middle of a marathon.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the technical sort of changes and upgrades, obviously, with the pace cars and stuff. And being at the University of Illinois, every year we talk about your wheelchair program. And at age 38, you've certainly been a longtime part of it. And then there's Tatiana McFadden, who's won in Chicago the most of anyone, 9 times. What would you like to say about how the University of Illinois chair program has evolved, and where would you like to put yourself in that? And if you're bold enough, rank every University of Illinois chair racer all the time.
Why are you guys so good? I mean, that's another question.
You know, it starts with the history. It's been around for a really long time. Adam Blakeney, our coach, picked it up, took over from a coach that had a bunch of champions of Chicago and various racers before any of us had ever come to U of I. And everybody will be it's honestly Adam, and then it's the training environment. I mean, where we're located, we have access to the university track. We can leave all of our chairs in a central training center. Jump in our chairs, go to the track, or jump in our chairs, and within like a mile and a half, we're out on country roads that go forever in the cornfields. So it's not very scenic, but the access to great training is all there. And then through all these previous champions, it just keeps bringing people here because they want to make a Paralympic team. You know, like the only three wheelchair racers to make the Paralympics this year were all from the University of Illinois for the men. Nice. So it's, people want to be a part of that. And if you keep bringing in people that are talented and strong athletes and wanting to make the Paralympics, I mean, you got young guys right now that are pushing me to be better, and vice versa. They're trying to catch the likes of me and Daniel and Brian.
Well, you guys put on a great show every year. Marcel and Daniel put on a great fight. That was compelling stuff. Does a lot for the sport. And you guys come up here and fight all the time, which is great. So we appreciate it.
Love it.
Yeah, great stuff, Aaron. Appreciate you joining us here on the post-race special. Stay well. Good luck to you and yours moving forward. Appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Marathon season always flies by. A world record setting edition of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon post-race special in the books now. It's been a joy to spend the 46th Bank of America Chicago Marathon season with Jenny Spangler and Carrie Pinkowski and you great listeners here on The Score. So we want to thank many, including Robbie Triano, for helping put us on the air. Mitch Rosen, Ryan Porth, of course, race director Carrie Pinkowski, and Olympian Jenny Spangler, and our behind-the-scenes whiz, Holly Petrovich. Thank you, Holly, for helping put this all together. We've got a lot more to look forward to next year when they run the 47th Bank of America Chicago Marathon right here on The Score, so stick around for a lot more. Again, for Jenny and Carrie, I'm Josh. Thanks for listening. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.